Welcome to the Not So Basic Training Podcast, featuring Suzanne Gust. And now, here's the Not So Basic Training Podcast.
Ethics leads us to a very interesting discussion, particularly with recent political developments and what's been reported in the news. There are ethics that we deal with on many levels. I'm going to speak mainly about corporate ethics. People in business have a difficult time dealing with the ethics issues because individuals understand ethics being much different one person to the next. So let's start with just the definition of ethics, and I want to compare three things: law, ethics, and morals. Obvious to you all probably will be that what's legal is not necessarily ethical. Those two things do not line up. Something may be perfectly legal, but may in your mind not be ethical. For instance, it's perfectly legal to tell somebody that you're going to sell them a car and then somebody comes along with more money and you sell them the car instead. Now, that may be perfectly legal because you didn't have a binding contract, but ethically, you may question someone. And so what's legal and what's ethical can be separated. The third thing is what's moral. That gets a little more fuzzy because what's moral and what's ethical tend to cross the line. They tend to be looked at very similarly. So I want to separate these for our discussion today. Ethics we're going to deal with on an individual business basis. So ethics are defined by individual businesses to outline appropriate behaviors that employees should use in different situations, to act as a reference point when employees are unsure how to act. Morals, however, are socially constructed rules that all of us have instilled to make our own decisions. And morals don't just magically appear. They're developed over time. They're developed with our upbringing or our religion or how our parents acted. And they become fine-tuned with every situation that arises. We continue to develop our morals throughout our life. Ethics, once again, will be a set of almost decisions that you're asked to make that help an employee differentiate between what they should do and shouldn't do in a business situation. One of the best ways I've seen businesses approach this is they develop an ethics quiz. Since you cannot control someone's morality, you can start to give them guidelines to make an ethical decision. I'm going to take one from Dana Corporation, which is very similar to what HowMet uses, which is another organization we deal with. And you can look on the internet for an ethics quiz. Many companies are duplicating these exact questions. Here's what they publish. They publish a little booklet that says, "This is your ethics quiz. Anytime you're faced with a situation that you do not 100% know how you should respond or act, we are going to give you a questionnaire that helps you determine the appropriate behavior. Here are the questions. The first question on the ethics quiz, are my actions legal?" Now, we said that ethics and legality are very different, but if it doesn't pass this first hurdle, the businesses do not want you to conduct business this way. If it's not legal, you flunk the ethics quiz, that means you don't do it, whatever the situation was. So you ask yourself, number one, is it legal? Number two, so let's say it is legal. Am I being fair or honest, or do I feel comfortable in handling it this way? Am I being fair or honest is different than legal. In the example that I gave about a car, telling someone that you're going to take a price and then taking a different person's money does not seem to be fair and honest, and it doesn't feel comfortable to most of us. This question, though, starts to blur the line between personal morals and ethics. Not everybody feels that that is unfair to take more money. So number one, is it legal? Number two, is it fair and honest? Number three, would I be willing to have this matter reported in the newspaper? Now, imagine that whatever decision you make is on the front page tomorrow. Does that feel right to you? Would you be able to pick up the newspaper and make copies for all your friends and be happy that that's the decision you made? If you're not happy with that appearing on the front page, then that means you do not do whatever you've been asked to do. Is it legal? Is it fair? Would I be comfortable having it reported in the newspaper? Number four, will it stand the test of time? Means if we went back and looked at this 5 years from now, would it still seem right? Or was this a situation that I thought I should make this decision given the situation? Or does it stand the test of time of what our organization believes in? And the last question, is this what I would tell my children to do in the same situation? where that kind of hits you at a gut level. Once again, this blurs the line between ethics and morals. So, is it legal? Is it fair? Would I be happy if it were reported on the front page of the newspaper? Will it stand the test of time? And would I tell my children to do this? So let's look at a couple different scenarios. Imagine that you need a pad of paper because you're going to school. And you have worked overtime, your salary, you work overtime all the time, never paid for it. You always go the extra mile for the company. And you're ready to run out to your class and you need a pad of paper for your personal schoolwork, not paid by the company. And you grab a company piece of paper and use it. So you take a pad of paper. Let's take the ethics quiz and see how this fits. Is this right? Start with number one. Is it legal? You know what? It doesn't pass the first hurdle because taking something that a business owns for personal use is called stealing. And so it does not pass the first hurdle, and therefore it does not make it through my ethics quiz and would be deemed unethical. Let's look at another situation. You're supposed to only use company property for company good. So the company has a digital camera and you're taking some photographs for the company, maybe of some machinery, and your kid's playing ball game that night. So you take the digital camera to the ball game and you take a bunch of pictures hoping to use it as a screensaver later on. Okay, is it legal? Yeah, actually, it's not illegal to use the company property. You didn't steal it. You didn't diminish its value. Yeah, it's legal. Number two, would I think that it's fair and honest? Well, you might think it's fair. You might even have told your own employees, yeah, you can use a digital camera, just bring it back since you had it with you. So it might even seem fair. Okay, let's take the next test. Would you feel comfortable if it was reported on the front page of the newspaper? Suzanne Gust borrowed the company's digital camera for personal use. I don't think I'd feel comfortable with that being on the front page of the newspaper. Here's where it gets blurred again, though. Some people would feel totally comfortable with that. Ethics is not 100%. An ethics quiz would merely give people the framework in which to discuss or decide on a situation. The companies that use this best try to use this with groups of people to make an appropriate decision. So if they're faced, for instance, with a business decision, they will bring it in front of a group of people and take the quiz together to look at the situation and make sure that they're being legal and honest, that they'd have that reported in the newspaper, that it would stand the test of time and it's exactly what they tell their children to do. In a business, I'll give you an example for us when we've discussed this as a company. We work for different colleges. Depending on the colleges and who's working there, sometimes the people that are our contacts leave. The college would sell our services to a business. So let's say ABC Corporation calls the college and says, we need a trainer. The college would call us and send us out there. We are representing the college. Later on, the representative of the college takes another job and leaves. And the company decides to call us directly and says, you know, the representative's not there anymore. Can we just deal directly with you? In fact, they were difficult to deal with, and we'd rather deal directly with you. So let's look at this. If I take the business direct, and I originally had received the business through the college, is it legal? Well, I have a handshake agreement, no legal contract. We have never had a legally binding contract that says that any future business has to come through the college. So is it legal? Yeah, I could take the business direct. It's legal. Is it fair? Well, it may seem fair to that company. They didn't want to deal with a third party. Does it feel honest? It's starting to feel a little shaky on the honest piece. Would I feel comfortable having this reported in the newspaper? Well, depends on how it was reported, I guess. Not so basic training takes business direct to better serve the customer. Yeah, but what if they said they're stealing organizations' business from colleges? That wouldn't feel so good. Let's keep going down my list. Would it stand the test of time? Is this how I'd like every customer to be dealt with? Would I feel comfortable having future colleges ask me what would happen in this situation? Would I feel comfortable telling them what I did to another college? Probably not. I wouldn't like it if someone did that to me. What would I tell my children to do? Well, that's pretty easy. By the time I get down to that last question, I would have told my children that you got the business through the college and that the only fair thing to do would be to remain with that college and do business. Even if you handled all of your paperwork yourself, you still owe it to the college to take the business through them. We had an hour and a half discussion about that subject alone in my company. And I consider almost every person, actually all people in my company, very ethical. But it's still a dilemma because everybody looks at situations differently. So what the ethics quiz helps you do is frame it for your employees. I'm seeing more companies publish this, particularly in a new hire orientation, so people understand what the company expects from them in facing any of these situations. There's one step further that I've seen some companies do. They publish warning signs. They say, if you say these words, you may be putting yourself in an unethical situation. So let me give you some of the statements that may raise ethical concerns. And I bet you've heard this or even used these before. Here's the statements. Well, maybe just this once. No one will get hurt. Everybody else does it. No one will ever know or find out. Well, what's in it for me is very beneficial. I don't care how you do it, just get it done. Or the ever popular, you don't want to know. If you hear those statements, those are warning signs that someone may be making an unethical decision. So what do I expect leaders to do with ethics? What I would expect in an organization is that they set a fair standard and that they live by it themselves. And one way to do that is to present a quiz to your employees for parameters every time they're faced with a decision. So once again, legal is what the law allows. Ethical is what your individual business outlines as appropriate behaviors in different situations to tell people how to act. And morals are something that we all have that are constructed quite differently from one person to another. The company's obligation is to frame ethics in a way that people can understand what they're supposed to do in every situation.
This has been the Not So Basic Training Podcast. For more information, visit our website at notsobasictraining.com.
Produced by Converge Podcasting.